Chapter 1. Writing can influence the world long after we've departed. Enoch Geist, the first one. Deep within Dragonhold, signs of recent battle marred a once beautiful cavern. The dragon's sorcerer Mael rested on the lap of a god whose name even he did not know. The Herald of Istra had done him real harm, and part of him wanted to rest. While basking in the meager energy algamite crystals gathered, and soaking in amber sunlight tempted him, it would not move him toward his goal. The time had come for Mael to act. Not all things had gone as he'd planned, but in the end, everything went his way. No sorcerer controlled every outcome. Knowing how to use uncontrollable events to your fullest advantage was the trick. Even the slightest movements brought echoes of pain. He had something extra special planned for the Herald, no matter how useful she'd proven. Few who had ever hurt him lived. Katrin Volker was historically insignificant and deserved no more of his thoughts. His plans overshadowed all other motives. Even that infernal damaged shield making his head and teeth ache could not keep Mael still. One last time, he looked around the cavern. Fractured but not destroyed, the keystone lay broken. It was for the best, he knew, but after thousands of years, the ancient sorcerer found the strangeness unnerving. With a single, reckless action, the Black Queen had damaged two of the great magics of the last age, thus weakening all the rest. He'd been a part of creating the keystones and other magics. All of them were inherently connected, even those developed in isolation. Ayn's machine was built under the Black Spike, surrounded by deep water, a work of genius tainted by madness. They had called it the Sixth Magic. No matter its power, it was flawed and unclean from the beginning. Mael's last accomplishment was supposed to elevate the magics above the stain of Ayn's madness. It was not to be. With ferocity, he banished the memory. The change he'd wished for had come, invigorating but terrifying. Each of his favorite sleeping spots called to him. The herds he'd tended for so long, and even the fish he'd cultivated into fat, juicy morsels, all enticed him to stay. Here, nothing threatened. He was comfortable. Outside, he would be exposed. This thought reinforced his plans. Vulnerability outside the hold meant not truly being safe within. In spite of his previous thought, he had to admit even novices, such as Katrin Volker, posed a threat. With education and experience, she might best them all. Without it, she might destroy the world. Though Mael would never reveal the extent and nature of the barrier between himself and Istra's energy to anyone, it existed. The thought of Katrin Volker in but a few years' time, constantly awash in energy, made even him shiver. Had not the need been great, she would already be dead. No matter how dangerous, she'd served him well. With nothing more than a nudge and a missed step, she'd made this moment far easier. He hadn't been looking forward to gnawing his way through the underwater stone grate blocking his escape. With his enemy's help, he was another step closer to achieving his goals. Before slipping into the roiling waters at the waterfall's base, Mael ate a final meal of his favorites. The remaining fish did their best to escape and hide. Away from the fall, the subterranean river grew still. Only a pair of draconian eyes remained visible. With what might have been a tearful blink, the sorcerer Mael closed his eyes and submerged.